You know, I think he has a good kickoff leg also. Guy that's obviously been successful in the league before he got injured, but I see no ill effects from his injury. I mean, he's totally healthy, hitting the ball well, quick to the football, does a nice job getting it up, so he's doing a nice job.
I know you're always looking for competition there, but I guess why the decision to bring in a guy who's been around, and is this a legitimate, see who wins the preseason and that's a job?
In special teams, I think everything is legitimate. From the standpoint of, you know, because it's always, I mean, we are at the bottom of the roster and we're always churning the bottom of the roster. But at that position, those guys know it's about makes and misses. And to have a guy like Patrick come in here and compete for a job, it's a legitimate job. I mean, if he does better than what Travis does, then obviously there's talk.
How is the focus on lifting the kicks going for Coons?
It's going really well. We worked it hard all spring. We take our net out there. We call it Ivan. Ivan, terrible. You know, what we did is we took Des Bryant, and he got as tall as he could, and we made perfect height, which, you know, I think that's helped us. And then we've backed it up as if we've kind of gotten knocked back a little bit, kind of put it in the worst-case scenario that we can, but his lift has been really good.
What about Corey Coleman as a punt returner?
Corey's doing a nice job. Still learning to catch the ball. Has natural hands, obviously very explosive after the catch. You saw that out here when we went offense, defense. But he's a dynamic player. And we got some other guys that I think are also dynamic players that can help us in that area. So we'll see how it all shakes out.
Was Raheem Mostert and Justin Gilbert, what does that competition look like from your perspective at kickoff return?
I think you got two guys there that have a true opportunity to take the ball the distance if that opportunity arises. Both explosive. They put it on film last year. So anytime you have, like I say, you want to have more than one pony in the stable, and I think we got a couple good horses right there.
You know, when it comes to some of these guys who are younger, maybe a little under the radar, we always think of how, you know, they might be bubble guys and how special teams might make or break it for them. Anybody standing out as far as a young guy who's really, you know, kind of, you know, looking great from your perspective when it comes to teams?
I'll say this because I wouldn't want to leave anyone out. In all seriousness, they've all been excellent in the classroom and on the field with regards to what we've asked them to do. I think the true test will come in the Green Bay when the live bullets are coming. But with regards to the preparation and working the fundamentals and understanding the concepts of what we're trying to get done, they've done a great job. So hopefully it'll translate to real game time.
Who are some of the guys in the rookie class that you've kind of been able to get your hands on who maybe their path to making the team is on special teams?
I'll be honest with you, if you're part of the rookie class, you're part of my class. And that, you know, you say that for rookies, but that's all the other guys too. I mean, everyone at this time of the year, when it's OTAs and then training camp, are training special teams, are working special teams fundamentals. Because once it gets cut to 53 and then 46 on game day, you know, I've been in games where you've had a rash of injuries, back-to-back plays, and you're looking for anyone that can fill in those spots because the game's not going to stop. And that's kind of where you go back and they count on the training they got in training camp and all those things. So that's what we're working right now, and all the guys are doing a good job.
This might be my imagination. You can clarify for me. Does Sean Menega kind of have more of a vocal role this year?
I will say this about Sean, and I've said it. He's been with me the entire time.
Sure.
Sean and I, we go way back. I have more than the utmost confidence in this guy, and I believe that he should be a coordinator in the league. And when his opportunity arises, when he gets an opportunity to do that, he will shine. But this is how I look at it. I feel that Sean and also Stan Watson, the other coach that helps me, who does an outstanding job. I don't look at it as it's my unit. It's our unit. And the more that we can break things up, we're able to detail teaching even more. More guys are getting more reps. We're getting more people trained. That's the way I look at it. So I want to take advantage of our coaches' skill sets, and I think they're second to none. So, Sean's always had that role. It's just we're doing more breaking up of the groups so that we can get more guys trained more quickly. Everyone's getting reps.
Gotcha.
And that's, to me, I just believe you get reps, get repetitions, you learn.
So that is a bit different than
it has been. We've been doing it in walkthroughs, but now we're doing it more in the team settings.
Okay.
And like I say, it's going back to getting got a lot of young players. They're getting more experience and more reps, so we're accelerating their learning process.
So do you think of, like, you know, you and Dave Taub, and do you view, like, you and Sean kind of in a similar light?
No question. I do. I know this, that, and along with Stan, if those guys, like, for example, in the punt, you know, I'll take a side, Sean takes a side, and Stan will go outside and work outside with the gunner, so we have it all covered. But those guys, I mean, they're in meetings, they run meetings, we break things up. It's just we're paring down the teaching because we have they're great quality coaches.